Well, maybe there's a, maybe there's a two, that's a two-edged sword out there. It can go either way.
All right, let's begin at 7 o'clock. Call the meeting to order. We have, I have heard that Supervisor Arrington cannot make it tonight, so he's excused. I did not hear from the two youth and governance people, but generally they could have left messages on my phone because I don't usually go, I never go home before one of these meetings, so I come straight to the meeting. So if that had, if they did, I'll let you know. Any citizens' comments? Seeing no citizens' comments, approval of the minutes. We have two sets of minutes, so we would need two motions.
So moved.
Second.
I'll move both. Okay. Minutes, the open and the closed session minutes.
All right. Second by Supervisor Kubicki. Any questions, additions, or corrections? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Minutes are approved. So, now we have a resolution to approve the county executive appointment of Patrice Hall, okay, to the position of medical examiner. Bob?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Took us a while, and a couple of nets cast deep into the waters, but we believe we have found a terrific person to present to you today. And we'll seek your approval on the board floor tonight for Patrice Hall as a medical examiner of Kenosha County. You know, we did a lot of investigating, and we decided to make a change and go with a lay medical examiner, someone who is not a physician, and we're very fortunate to find Patrice. She holds a Master of Science degree in Criminal Justice from the University of Alabama, Tuscaloosa. Earned her bachelor's degree in motion rider science from Wayne State University in Michigan. She comes to us directly from the Washtenaw County Medical Examiner's Office, where she worked 4 years as a deputy medical examiner, and she did a lot of work in the Detroit area, which I suspect really trains you well. But I've been teasing her about that ever since I met her. She's good-natured as well. So she's here to answer your questions, and I'm pleased to introduce to you Patrice Hall.
Thank you for having me, and I'm glad to meet everybody.
All right. If you have any questions, Supervisor Gibbs.
I noticed in looking through the resume that you've not headed a medical examiner's office in the past.
That is correct. Okay. This is the first time.
Okay. And you don't feel that, you know, that transition should be a problem?
No. When I worked at Macomb County in Michigan, I went there as I was hired on as an autopsy assistant, and that county had a plethora of issues. They had problems with the funeral homes. There was not a good rapport. They had problems with the police departments. There was not a good rapport. And that's something that I worked on. I went to, there's funeral director conferences, there's funeral director parties. I went there, networked. I made sure my customer service with the funeral homes was top notch because I wanted to have a good relationship with everybody. I wanted to make it flow, make it work, and because you depend on the funeral homes as much as the funeral homes depend on you. So I was able to do that. Even though that wasn't part of my job description, I was able to do that, and the morgue was completely not organized. There were many issues that plagued that ME's office, and I got many protocols into place there. So I have not headed a medical examiner's office before, but I have turned one around.
Yes, I see in reading all of this information that was provided, communication and working with the community seems to be something that I feel will be a strong suit. So, but I was just concerned with that transition of actually being in charge and running the medical examiner office. That would be the only, in my mind, issue, but that's fine. I like everything else. I mean, I was very impressed with the, you know, the training and everything like that, and the communication and what you've done with the, your other postings. So, very good.
Thank you.
Anybody else?
Thank you. I'm impressed with your resume that you presented to us. It's very in-depth and detailed. I appreciate that. In your own words, why did you decide to get into the forensic field? was your driving force for doing that?
It goes back to when I was 9 years old, and I was living in Detroit, and my friend's father owned a meat packing company in the city of Detroit. He had fired an employee. The next morning, she was lying in wait for him, and she shot him in the head. So I know that's pretty gruesome. Mm-hmm. We went to the funeral home, and he was there in the casket all put together. I'm like, wow, that's amazing. So that's what really piqued my interest in the death field. And then I went on to college, and I decided to go into mortuary science and become a funeral director. And as I was doing that, I became just more curious about, well, how did this happen? How did the person die? What the circumstances behind it? So I just became more and more interested in that. And we got to go on a, while I was in mortuary school, we got to go on a field trip to the ME's office, and I'm like, oh, this is so cool. I was so excited. And from there, at Wayne State, they offer a forensic investigation program, so I decided to sign on with that program because the forensic field really piqued my interest, and so did putting together the science part of it, but then also the death part of it, and to be able to put those two things together was my passion. And so during my time in that program, I had to do an internship, and I did my first one with the Michigan State Police Crime Lab, and during that time at that internship, I learned I don't want to be a bench scientist. That's not my passion. So then my next internship was at the Wayne County ME's office, which encompasses the city of Detroit, and that is a very busy place. And I absolutely fell in love with it. I love it. I loved working at the ME's office, and from there I decided to go to grad school. So I went to Alabama, and
And here you are today.
And here I am today. So
appreciate that insight. Thank you.
My dad always told me, if you do what you love, you never work a day in your life. So I've always followed
nice
that
phrasing.
Advice from my dad.
Very good. Thank you very much.
If I may, Mr. Chairman, would you talk about the two most interesting things? Is you are the editor of the newsletter that goes to all of the forensic professionals. And then tell about that. Would you tell them?
Yes.
I think that's fascinating.
Okay. I am the co-editor of the Wisconsin Coroner and Medical Examiner Association, and that encompasses the whole state. So there is a newsletter, and I am the co-editor of that newsletter. I have been, I think, for about two and a half years, and I can't remember exactly. So I'm involved in that, and I'm on the committee for that association. So I'm involved in that. And then also, too, when I was at Waukesha, Dr. Linda had me take charge of the NAMIS program. And what the NAMIS program is, it's part of the National Institute of Justice. It's who sponsors the program, and it's for the National Missing and Unidentified Persons System is what NAMIS stands for. And so with that program, they're trying to identify John and Jane Doe's who are listed throughout ME and coroner's offices throughout the country, because unidentified people throughout the country is known as a silent mass disaster in the United States. The regular public wouldn't know it because it's not talked about. So what NAMIS does is they have two sides to the NAMIS. They have the public side, where if you have a loved one that's missing, you can put in their information, register with the police department, if you want, give descriptions of the person, and then you can also submit if it's a blood relative, you can submit your own DNA to go into the NAMIS database. On the other end of things, you have coroners, ME's offices, and police departments who have access to the other side of the database. So at Waukesha County, we have several John and Jane Doe's at our office there at Waukesha. So Dr. Linda put me in charge of taking care of that. And I did research. Thank you. I did research, got everything together, and then I was able to send two sets of skeletal remains down to the University of North Texas, which does all the DNA for NAMIS. And they do anthropological studies down there, too. And I was able to get those together. They have not made a positive hit. But oh, so what they do down there is they take DNA from the skeletal remains or the remains, they upload that into that database, and then the two databases are constantly going against each other. And so far, they've had 64 hits in the past couple of years to close cold cases and to have people identified. So that is obviously something that's really near and dear to me, is to have people, missing people or unidentified people, identified. So that's a project that I'm working on, that I was working on at Waukesha. And I know we don't have any unidentified people here at Kenosha, but that's something that, if we ever did, that would be my passion. So.
Okay. Any other questions?
Move to approve the resolution.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion to approve by Supervisor Gantz, second by Supervisor Rose. I have a question before I call for the board. Now, I would assume that this position has a residency requirement for the Kenosha County.
It does not.
It does not.
But Ms. Hall is looking. Her husband and she live in Brookfield. He's being up in downtown Milwaukee, so we're hoping that they will come together. Certainly there's an advantage to living in the neighborhood.
Yeah, I would think for this position. Yeah. Why would there not be a requirement for this position, you would think, living nearby?
Department heads are the only ones that have residency requirements. So John does, and the other three department heads, but those are the only ones that have it presently. Patrice would be considered a division head.
When did that, has that always been that way?
It seems to me the board changed it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe 5-6 years.
Okay. All right, any other questions? What about the salary range? Is that in keeping with the budget that
we have? We did an analysis. I know as a former chairman of the administration committee, you understand that non-represented positions are put through a job evaluation process, and there is a number given to them, and then they are placed in a wage range based on that number. Patty wanted $70,000 for being our medical examiner.
And that is within the realm?
G-range, I think.
That we budgeted for?
Yes.
Okay. What's the top and the bottom of that range?
I wish I could rattle it off for you right now, but I can certainly get it for you.
Corey, are we in budget in this department now?
Yes, we're projecting break even because we've had some savings in personnel costs. Looking at autopsies through July, we were at 66. The finance committee, if you recall, last year during our budget presentation, lowered our autopsy number to 96, leaving the door open to us, saying that, of course, if they went over there, then we would have to pay the bills. And if you do a straight line projection, it'd be like 113. So, but even with that, we're projecting we probably break even in that division.
So you think there'll be more autopsies than the 96?
It looks, if you base a straight line projection from the end of July on, you could project 113. But last year, the actuals were at the end of the year 111.
All right. Any other questions? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Final approval will come tonight at the county board, but congratulations.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you.
And what did you say NAMIS stood for?
I'm sorry, what was that?
What does NAMIS stand for?
National Missing and Unidentified Persons System. They left out the P in there, so otherwise it would have been name ups. Name ups. So.
Okay. The next time.
Oh, shoot, I forgot to ask you.
Excuse me.
I asked if she was a lion's mane. I think it was a no.
Nope.
Okay, good answer.
I converted when I came here.
Excellent.
You would have passed. I would have
won. They did. They have won their first two games, so they are doing well. But.
Okay. The 2010 DHS annual report.
Yes, Sharon placed a copy in front of everyone here in this evening, also upstairs. It's a report that we've been doing for several years. It kind of gives an overview
of the each and every division in the department. As folks take a look at it and review it, if there's anything that you want more information on, feel free to give us a call and we'll present it in the Human Service Committee or one-on-one or whatever the case may be. So hopefully you find it educational. Thank you.
Any other business authorized by law?
Oh, I have something.
Okay. Is it authorized by law?
Just a reminder. Just a reminder that the, obviously our next meeting is next Tuesday, September 27th, but then our October meeting is October 19th, and that is our budget presentation meeting, and that will be held at the Job Center. And it will start at 5 o'clock where food is served. The meeting actually starts at 5:30. And this is a joint meeting with the Human Services Committee and the Human Services Board. And then the entire department budget is presented by Lori Staves and John Jansen and the whole department.
And I was going to say this during citizens' comments, but I'm on a business trip next Tuesday, 27th, so I'm not sure. I don't really know who the vice chair is, but...
Thanks.
Okay, so
you better
run.
You want to put in?
John, oh, I'm sorry.
John,
yeah.
You may want to coordinate with Jeff for the agenda.
Thank you.
For the next meeting. And also, on the if you recall in the minutes, we had an issue with the beauty shop at Brookside, and we had letters. We received letters from Mary Knapp, and I actually received a thank you letter from her and. They had a meeting, as they said they would, the next day, and redid the rules, and now it's back to something that meets with everybody's good satisfaction. And mm-hmm. She said that her mother enjoyed having her hair done just the other day and smiled at the new facilities, and she hadn't seen her smile for a couple of weeks, so she was pretty happy about that. So that's all I have.
Move anybody to else? Adjourn? No.
Second.
Okay, we adjourn my supervisor Vicki, second by Supervisor Decker. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We adjourn. Don't forget to sign this before you leave.